Hello everyone, I'm Billy.
And I'm Chip.
And we are welcoming you to We Like to Watch, the podcast where we talk about all the things we've been watching over the week. From movies to TV and everything between, this is episode...
47.
47. Getting closer to 50.
We are.
Yes. Now, I don't know, what would you like to talk about? I mean, this episode, we're watching Wonder Woman.
Yep.
And we're watching it on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But... where it's not beginning release till Thursday when it comes out to the movie theatres. So...
And it's embargoed till tomorrow.
Is it embargoed until tomorrow?
Yeah, until 2 o'clock tomorrow.
I thought it was Thursday.
No, they pulled it forward this afternoon, which means good things.
All right, so, well then that means this will go up tomorrow.
But some positive reviews.
Yeah, some very positive reviews. So we're looking forward to it.
What's been happening?
Much.
What's it? Not much has happened since we last. No, our last
like it's been a couple of slow news days.
Except Roger Moore passed.
Yes, sadly.
Your Bond.
He's my Bond.
Yeah.
Because also he was originally going to be the first person they got to play Bond.
Okay.
But I think Roger Moore wasn't available because he was doing The Saint.
And you love The Saint as well, don't you?
Yeah, I grew up on this. All my grandmother used to watch The Saint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen Roger Moore Bond, and I've never seen The Saint.
Whereas your mum has been a fan of The Saint.
Has she?
Yeah, she commented on our Instagram.
But did she?
Yes.
This is worlds colliding.
Yes. When? And she almost met Roger Moore.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure it's your mum, unless it's someone else with a coot.
No, that'd be right. You know, it's like Seinfeld all over again. If son Stu walks through that door and he runs into Geek of Oz Stu, worlds will collide.
It was at Kate Coote.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She was within inches of meeting him in 1973.
Nice.
So was that before you were born?
Yeah, well.
Wow, you're
I could have been. Mum, what are you doing? you bet the wrong guy.
Well, you are suave, so...
Oh. Man. I mean, what could have been? I could have inherited... Imagine how well this would be running now. We could be in a castle.
Apparently he moved to the Bahamas.
For my mum.
No.
And she just didn't know. No, for someone else's mum.
For tax purposes, to do like some shonky taxes.
Oh, that sounds like the dad I know and love.
But yeah, no, look, I mean, he passed away. A lot of people were very sad. See, he was the era of the Bond where it was all about... I think it was it the 70s and 80s? It was all about the...
Yeah, he was like in on the joke. That was the thing.
Yeah,
Roger
it was
Moore,
like the,
right, isn't it?
It was sort of the era of the
wink and nod, and a bit silly.
I guess you could call it exploitation, but for super agents and secret spies and shit. I mean, there were so many gadgets and everything. I mean, he had a magnet watch or pen, and he used it to unzip a woman's dress.
Why not? That's what else he used it for, really. Whereas Connery looked like he probably was Bond, like he was that mean son of a bitch.
I completely forgot about this. They brought Connery back.
Yeah, he did another
after
a second
George
stint. Yeah. To get it right, or get the franchise going.
I've watched the George Lazenby one. It's not that bad.
I've never seen it, but annoyingly, I missed it. 2 weeks ago, Palace had the documentary about him called Becoming Bond, about George Lazenby, which I was kicking myself.
I've been meaning to watch that.
Yeah, and it only got like two. It was at their American Independent Festival, and I missed it. I was in.
Okay.
I gotta stay on. I've had no time lately to sort of watch stuff. I don't know where my time has gone. So.
But yeah, so there was sad news about Roger Moore. I mean, everyone. Literally, all the actors and everything, no one had a bad word to say about him.
No.
Which is, you know, rare sometimes.
Yeah. Did you watch that Lucky Logan trailer today?
No, I've been meaning to bring that up. So what's it about?
It's Steven Soderbergh is making his return to movies after his retirement a couple of years ago. He retired to go make TV. Now he's back. And it's
I didn't realise he'd retired.
Yeah. And it's a heist film set at a NASCAR event. It looks awesome. It's like Channing Tatum, Adam Driver... Daniel Craig, Katie
Oceans.
Holmes. Yeah, Oceans.
Yeah. Okay, well,
he's like probably my top... He'd be in my top 10 directors. It looks amazing. But apart from that, we haven't really,
other than that, like, I mean, there was a photo for... I mean, I haven't watched American Gods yet, but there was a photo of Gillian Anderson.
Oh, no.
She's playing the role of Bowie.
Don't know, I'm about to start reading the book.
Yeah, well, there's no spoilers.
I buy a book for Sydney Film Festival, and so this is like my book because there's a lot of downtime. So,
okay. The Marvel sort of exhibit has started in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, Brisbane, like museum?
Yeah, museum.
I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks to check it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Excellent. Well, they're showing some stuff from Thor Ragnarok there, set pieces, which is kind of cool.
I'm going up to visit my sister and listener of the podcast.
Yes. Apparently, Alien Covenant has been taking a nosedive at the box office.
It's currently sitting at 157 worldwide, which it's off a 97 million budget. It's probably not great, but I think we'll still get a sequels to it, though. I think Ridley Scott's got enough clout that he'll just get... It'll keep burrowing through.
Okay. Other than that, there was also the sad news that Scott Snyder's not adult, 20-year-old daughter passed away.
Yep.
Or she...
Committed suicide. In March.
Yeah. And
Snyder and his wife are stepping down post-production.
Yeah, they've said, look, you know, and it's pretty cool that, like...
Josh Whedon.
Yeah, Josh Whedon said, look, I'm happy to help out. And also, like, Warner Brothers are like, so, yeah, dude, go do your thing. Go grieve, sort of thing.
But the cynical side of me says,
Yeah,
go and don't come back. It's all right. Take time.
Yeah.
What's that? You want me to take a few days? No, Zach. Take us. I mean, that's not fair. I think it was a bit calculated, though, with that news.
Really?
Well, it happened in March.
Mm. It's weird that it wasn't mentioned anywhere in March.
Well, because it feels a bit like it was all... No, I'm not... This is very
cynical. I didn't hear about the daughter passing in March.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
We didn't hear anything. Then all of a sudden we heard it happened in March. We've handed over the... It feels like a handover was done of sorts. Which...
Yeah, look. And for all our listeners, look, I mean, you know, everyone understands you're going through stuff. So, I mean, look, if you do need help, there is various people you can talk to. And in Australia, there's Lifeline. So, you know, if you have issues, call 13 11 14. And
then, importantly, there's no shame in admitting that something's going on.
Yeah, there's no shame in asking for help. Yeah. Everyone asks for help. I mean, I've asked for help from anyone.
Yeah.
That's sad, but also it's good that, like, Josh Whedon has said, look, I'm happy to help out, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's mostly post-production.
Yeah, it's not going to be... It's out in November. Yeah. I always forget how soon it is. So.
Well, there's a lot of films that are doing their post-production stuff, and that's making the news this week because there's not much news to talk about. I think it's... Return of the Jedi.
Last Jedi
has got post-production at the moment.
Which is, like, the silly thing
Baby
is...
Baby Driver has got some...
But we don't even know, like... That could come in and be doing a bit of audio stuff. It could be like touching up effects. We think now, ever since Rogue One, we've gone post-production. Oh, the whole thing's in trouble.
And yeah, I know, but it's usually not.
It's shot. The like everything's done. It'd be very late for them to be doing stuff. It'd be just effects stuff now.
Yeah.
Right up, and they do the effects right up until basically the premiere. Like they're that tired.
Other than that.
Not really
I think The Rock has said that, like, there's already sort of production, like, I guess, script being written for Baywatch 2. I mean, bad reviews. But, I mean, look, it's a fucking Baywatch film.
Yeah, but it made no money on the weekend. It made $18 million.
Mm.
And I think they were wanting... there's a lot of star power involved.
I think everyone expected it to be, look, we know it's shit, but we'll go watch it because it's funny.
Well, they wanted 21 Jump Street money, and it's. I just don't think it's going to be there. Or it doesn't seem to be there.
I don't know.
I find out tomorrow night. I'm catching it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It is the preview screening?
Yeah. But I've heard.
When does it actually come out?
Thursday. Wonder Woman and that are Thursday.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Which are going to hurt Alien. Alien's going to hurt at the box office with these two opening. I think Wonder Woman's going to be pretty big.
Okay. Other than that.
I say that before we actually see it.
William Dafoe has been sort of announced as the narrator for the movie Mountain. Which is...
Willem Dafoe or Willem Dafoe?
William Dafoe or William Dafoe. It's by the same director who did...
Sherpa.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the director's name off the top of my head. But that was the actual film on the second episode of our podcast.
It was.
Yes.
Beautiful little film.
Yeah. And that's showing at...
Sydney Film Festival.
Are
you catching it?
No, but I might.
Yeah.
I have some spare tickets.
I have...
To go to stuff.
Spare window of time. I'm seeing a film at midday and I've got one at four. This is the balancing act that is Sydney Film Festival, trying to fit it all in.
Excellent. So on to what we've watched this week.
I haven't watched much. I revisited Independence Day.
Yes.
It's really weird. I didn't...
Wait, both of them?
No, just the first one.
Okay. I thought you watched the second one.
No, I posted that on Facebook. When you tag like what you're watching, it said Independence
straight
Day.
Away
it came up with a photo of Resurgence. It's weird. Did you... Like, was this big for you growing up?
Because I didn't watch it at the films.
Yeah, at the cinema. Like,
I'm pretty sure I didn't watch it at the cinema.
Because I had this and Godzilla. Came out at the same time. Yeah. And both didn't wow me. So I never, like...
Independence Day sort of did. Godzilla, no.
No, so they weren't... I rewatching going, it's fine. Mm. It's really... Like, it's a fun movie.
The first one's better than the second one. Way better.
And the first one does some weird things. Like, I didn't realise that Will Smith's wife in the first one... In the second one, she's a doctor.
Yeah.
She was a stripper in the first one, so she went off to medical school.
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
It was like, I'm not saying she can't.
No,
it was just.
And I love that the cameo of Will Smith was a photograph.
Oh, terrible. But the first one's really fun. Like, it's a bit 2.5 hours. It's it overstays its welcome.
Yeah.
But it's before Goldblum is like a parody of himself.
I can't remember, was that after or before Jurassic Park?
Afterwards. Jurassic Park's 93, this is 96.
Yeah.
But it's fun to revisit. Like, yeah. And it's not as like world destruction porn like Roland Emmerich would do with like Day After Tomorrow.
I think that was the start 2012. Yeah, the big destruction films.
Yeah, but it's not. There's not a lot there. What have you been?
I rewatched John Wick 2. I went on a double date.
Yep.
That was fun.
How did it hold up on a second viewing?
Great. Yeah. I mean, I think it was just me. Personally, because I'd had a long day, I felt a little bit tired, so I ducked out after he's assassinated. Like, I mean, the movie's been out for a while, so that's fine. After he's done his assassination, and just before he gets back to the hotel in Italy,
so he missed the fight with Common, sort of thing.
Like the first fight with Common.
Yeah,
just because I was like, you know what, I need to get some air, get a bottle of water, and that was it.
Yeah,
but I think that was just me personally. But I liked it, and I've. The one thing I like about the movies is they don't take themselves too seriously, and it's also very world building. Like, the first one's built this world, and then the second one expands on it. It's almost like a video game, and it's great.
Or they take it seriously enough where we're sort of like, they're not winking at the audience, but they play it like straight enough so we go, wow, like they're sort of in on the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting if you go back and watch. I still like the first one more.
Yeah, you know, I do too.
It just feels more...
I really enjoy the first one more.
But I'm pumped for a third.
Yeah, same here.
Like, I'm not... It's sort of weird. Are you more excited for a third? Did you want a sequel more than you wanted the third kind of thing?
Like, oh, no, I'm ready for a third.
No, I was more excited for the sequel, but now seeing the sequel, I'm like, I'll do a third, but...
No, I'm still just as excited. Yeah. Because I think I enjoyed it more than you.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
The only other thing I was rewatched was A Bigger Splash.
Okay.
Luca Guadagnino. Mm. I'm not really good with his name.
Okay.
Film from 2015. Tilda Swinton, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Great. Like, really just good adult drama. Mm. Tilda Swinton's like this. Big rock star who's had an operation and lost her voice.
Mm.
So she's recovering in like Italy, like in some little like coastal town off the coast of Italy.
Yeah.
And Ralph Fiennes comes back basically to try and win her back.
Mm.
And she's already with a new partner, and it's just him can't sort of let go. And it's just the trials and tribulations which go along with it. But his new film, Call Me By Name, I think it's called, is it Sydney Film Festival this year?
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Are you catching that?
Yes, I'm watching it with you, I think.
I think, yeah. Mm. So it'd be good to see. And I just wanted to revisit this because I was a bit so-so on it when I first saw it. Now on the revisit, it's much better, which probably is like all films.
The only other thing I've watched this week is the... It's the season. This week was the season finale for all the CW superhero shows. I've watched all of them except Arrow.
Yep.
Yet to watch Arrow, but I've heard good things about Arrow compared to, like, I enjoyed Supergirl. didn't really enjoy the Flash one, but that's because I haven't been enjoying the later half of the Flash season. I felt like it's taken forever.
Yep.
And it's longer than it should be. And I'm sick of the some of the stuff that's almost getting repeated each season. Well, second season and this season. I feel like it was tied up in a bow too quickly, the Supergirl one and the Flash one. But I've heard good things about the Arrow one, so.
And probably not the time to do it just yet.
But they've all, and also they've all been renewed, so.
Yeah. And you're plugging away with Twin Peaks?
Yes, so the next episode, episode 5, I thought it was going to be tonight, and then I was all excited to go home and watch it. It's not until next Monday.
So you want to wait till you get the whole thing before you talk about it, or you want to? Is it?
Are you watching it at all?
No, and okay. I don't intend to. So I don't know if you want to wait till you get everything.
Yeah, I might watch. I might wait until episode 5.
Just so you know, because I think you'll need a bit more time to sort of get your thought. Is it?
Yeah, because I mean, it was all 4 episodes in one sitting.
And everyone's saying that's not. This is like you're meant to eat it slowly.
Well, I don't know. It depends. I think if you're a huge fan, you can. And it depends on your viewing style.
Yeah,
you can take it. But some people like wanted to plug away one at a time. Yeah, that's fine. Because that's why they gave it a 2-week gap.
And I guess it's like Riverdale. Like some people have been enjoying that week by week sort of eat it, talk about it, eat it, talk about it. Yeah, that's. I'm trying to think. I've watched something else last week, but I'm not allowed to even talk about it.
Mention that you talked about.
I think I can say I saw.
Can you describe it in sign language to me?
I think I can say I saw The Mummy.
Oh, okay. Well, we did post that you were at the preview screening.
But I can't say what I thought about The Mummy.
Okay, cool.
Until next week, I can say what I thought about it. But I got to see Tom Cruise, so there's that.
Can you tell me?
I can tell you that I saw Tom Cruise. Oh, I can. Okay. I can confirm that.
So that was the most exciting thing that evening.
I got to see Tom Cruise.
I'm trying to trap you, but I'm not. That's fine. We don't want to. Look, we want to continue doing this podcast. We don't want to get in trouble.
We don't want the good people at Universal coming to hunt us down.
Oh, Tom Cruise. I mean, he runs a lot.
I don't think either of us would be able to outrun him.
I mean, I might be able to outroll him
with a head start. If I was in a car, maybe.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? We're going to go get in line.
Yes, to go watch Wonder Woman.
So we'll see you in a bit.
See ya. And we're back, and we've just watched Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts?
I really liked it.
Same here. I really enjoyed it. It's my favourite of the DC films.
Which is high praise.
Yes. Yes. Out of all the DC films, it's top.
All of them.
Yeah.
This current version.
The current. I mean the current. In the DC Cinematic Universe, it's top.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like I just said to someone then, there's a girl waiting as we came out. She was like saying, oh, I've got to process how I feel. And just straight away I blurted out, it's Cap meets Thor.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It is. It's like it's set back in a world time, in a world war. It's fish out of water, like Thor is. Diana's fish out of water.
Yeah. But I did like the fish out of waterness of it.
But saying that, it's by easily the most interesting DC film we've seen so far out of this new crop.
I really enjoyed it. So I guess, I don't know, we'll discuss it. Initially it's set on Themyscira.
Yep.
And it's.
Which is the Amazon's home planet or home world.
Island.
Yeah.
And it's shielded from the rest of the world. And so we see Diana as a little child.
Young, precocious child.
Yeah, she's the only Amazonian child. And she she watches all the women training. And then, her mother says, no, you don't need to train. And then her mother tells, which is, I like that. Her mother tells her a different, a story at bedtime. And it's sort of like, that's how it explains the background of the Amazons and how they came to be. And how Zeus sort of had them to help mankind and to battle Ares.
Yeah, which is cool.
Which is Zeus' son, and Ares is the god of war.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ares tried to corrupt man.
Mm.
And
which led to killed war.
Which led to war and killed all the gods. And sort of Zeus, with his final act, charged the Amazonians to protect, you know, mankind.
And bring love into the...
Yeah, well, to protect mankind and sort of, you know, stop Hades. Ares, yeah, Ares, if he ever comes back.
Makes sense, because I am an Ares. So now I've got a...
Yeah, you've always come across like the God of War.
God of War, the warring.
God of War and mischief. But yeah, and then so, you know, and then it shows Wonder Woman at her current age, which is in the film.
Yeah, it was cool. Like that training montage.
Yeah, it was a really good training montage.
As we get, but they introduce an interesting fighting style where it's sort of like a lot of flips and a lot of leg sweeps.
Yeah,
and
they leg sweeps, use ropes. It's sort of like almost like slightly acrobatic as well.
Yeah.
Like... Imagine
like Spartan kind of.
Yeah, imagine sort of like at the circus when they're like doing the high flying. Running like leaping across the rope type thing. And
Cirque du Soleil meets ass kicking.
Yeah, doing and shooting bow and arrows after you've shot, attaching a rope to you, shooting it to a cliff, and as you're swinging past, shooting people.
And I guess those shots are in the trailer.
And like I liked the fact it wasn't bullet time, but it was very slowed down to show the act of killing people, and I liked that.
Yeah. It gave you time to like just appreciate the actual sort of choreography that was going on. It was really good
choreography
and brutal.
Yeah,
like it was these women just kicking the shit out of men.
Yeah, and look, after that, sort of Steve Trevor, who was, you know, an American spy. Lands on the island, and the Germans are after him, and the Germans are on the island as well. And then it's sort of like from there it leads to Diana, you know, following Steve
back into the real world,
which is very much her one of the origins in the comic book. So I feel like it treated all like there's been various origins about Wonder Woman over the years. I feel like it treated all of it really well. It was like a blending of them, and I blended it really well. Yeah, like, I don't know, I really enjoyed it. Like, it's my first... It's weird, like... Look, I expected it to be good, but I didn't... It's weird, like, I expected it to be very good, and it was very good, but it's still that part of me that was like... Whoa, like... I gotta take 5 minutes to sit back and chill about it, because, like, you know, like... Because I love, like, you know, I'm the comic book guy... on the show and everything, and I love comic books and everything, and then it's like part of me has actually been disappointed with the DC films, and it's the first one that's amazing to me, and it's like taking a step back, it's like I expected it but didn't expect it. It's crazy.
I tell you what appealed to me throughout and it's 2 hours and 20 minutes, which it never felt long to me.
No, it didn't. I felt like it could have been tightened a bit more, but I didn't need it.
But it had this patience throughout it, which I really liked. It had a patience to like stop and have actual character interactions, stop and actually appreciate the world is, because we've got Diana making her way through and great performance by Gal Gadot. I've never really had a chance to watch, because I've seen most of Fast and Furious.
Yeah, most of Fast and Furious.
She never had a huge role
in that film.
I thought she carried this really well. And her chemistry with Chris Pine was pretty good. Chris Pine was great as a sort of doing what Chris Pine does. He's playing Kirk.
Yeah.
Or he's Star Trek Kirk. Like he is playing that cowboy sort of renegade. But seems it's her making her way through World War One.
It was World War One, wasn't it?
Yeah. What I loved was Diana was like, I've got to get my mission completed. I've got to do a certain thing. I won't go into what she's got to do.
Yeah.
I've got to get my mission done. Can you take me to the war?
And as she does, she learns more.
No, but before that, she's so hell-bent on, we're a warring people. I want to see war. There's a beautiful scene where she's crossing a bridge and she actually sees what... War means when she's seeing soldiers coming back from the front.
That's like sort of most people that want to go to war, and then when they do go to war, it's like a shock for them.
But I thought this was conveyed really well.
I really liked that moment.
It tied beautifully into the story at that time, because all we've heard from her is like, I want to go.
And I need to do my mission. I need to save mankind.
Steve's been like, just chill out. We're going to get there. There are rules to this.
Mm.
But it took time. It took its time to convey that really well. Like, we saw it a bit in... And I'm going to be crossing back towards, like, Cap First Avenger.
Mm.
Different movies, different... Going for different tones. Mm. But there was that idea of, like, what is the cost of war? What is... Like, what does it do? What is... Whereas... In fairness, like, Marvel went first with all of their films a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
DC's playing
catch-up.
Look,
I expected Wonder Woman to be a bit like Cap-ish.
Yeah.
I expected it to be a little bit.
Yeah.
Depending on, and, yeah, no, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It did feel like Cap... Kind of, it's weird. Like, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Cap. And I am a big fan of the Marvel films. I'm a fanboy, I will admit that. But I mean, I will say when a movie is shit, like Age of Ultron, it's not shit, but it's not the greatest.
No.
But I don't know. I felt like this was better than Cap.
And this didn't really feel like it was tied into a greater DCU.
No, and I like that because, like, the movies are, well, not really spoiling anything, but the movie starts off with.
Modern day,
and Dinah sort of remembering.
Well, we see the photo.
Yeah, we see the photo that's from BVS. Yeah, and it's
from
photo of BVS, and it's literally her remembering
and
the story.
They just use
the
that as a framing device.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah, which is fine. I had some without. I don't want to go into specifics, but I had some problems with the third act. But they're the same problems I had with Guardians 2.
Mm.
Same problems I had with BVS.
What, tied too much in a boat quick?
Or? No, just two forces going at each other that, for all intents and purposes, look invincible.
Yeah.
And we just have to wait till a chink is found in the armour.
Yeah, okay.
Which I sort of get to a point going, is there a smarter way we can resolve the conflicts in comic books?
Yeah.
I
feel like that's a comic book thing.
Yeah, I know, but... We've come so far and we've seen so much.
But the other thing is, I totally get where you're coming from. I guess it depends on the comic book character as well. Like, for something like, say, for example, Wonder Woman, that third conflict would be big, whereas something like, for say, Daredevil, that third act is smaller.
Yeah, but I mean, we've had it now in... We had in Man of Steel,
mm.
We had Zod and Superman just... rolling around, smashing into buildings.
Mm.
We had at the end of BVS, we just had four gods going at each other, knocking the hell out of each other, and no one getting bruised at all.
Mm.
I just want, and the Marvel's got the same problems.
No,
I just
they do.
I want a smarter way that things get resolved. Which, you know, I don't want to take anything away from this film. No. I just get to a stage where I was loving this. Like, I was loving this movie up to a point. I was like, how are we going to write our way out of it? And we go, okay, we're not necessarily going to bring... It did a little bit new.
It's a very smart film.
Yeah.
Smart and funny.
It leans on some sort of classic tropes, which is fine because they all do it.
Mm.
It was a relief to have someone not named Zack Snyder behind the...
Yeah.
Behind it.
Yeah.
It felt like it wasn't his film. Mm. It didn't have his flourishes.
Yeah, no, it didn't. All right, out of five.
I think I'm a four.
Yeah. I think I'm a 4.5.
Yeah. I will happily rewatch this. I'll probably catch
it
again.
Yeah, I will. No, I definitely... Like, I saw one of my friends here and I said... either this week or next week we're going together.
Yeah, because
I know she'll probably watch it two or three times. I'm definitely going to go watch it again with her, and I need to take my partner to see it.
Yeah.
So,
and there's
I want to take my partner.
What's Captain America's band of troublemakers that he gets around with?
I can't remember what they're called, but yeah, I can't remember what they're called.
Okay, but there's a similar group in this.
Yeah, but I figured like that happens in most.
They have
war,
that vibe. Yeah,
yeah, that happens in most war films as well.
And
anyway.
I thought they were very charming.
Yeah, no,
so it's like
good.
Bremer from Trainspotting.
Who's the the guy who did the languages. I've seen him before.
We had Eugene Brave Rock, and
is he the languages person?
No, Saig Tugmani, the Maori.
Yeah, I've seen Saig Tugmani before. Yeah. What's he been in before?
What's he done? He was in American Hustle, Three Kings, Vantage Point.
That's it.
The Infiltrator.
No, that's what I saw him in, Three Kings.
Yeah, he's great in that.
And the guy who played the sort of Apache.
Yeah, Eugene Brave Rock.
Yeah, what's he in?
He was in The Revenant, Hell on Wheels, Jamestown, Blackstone.
I don't think I've Hannah's seen any Law. Of the stuff he's been in. He reminded me of another actor.
Yeah, no, he was great as well. Mm. Like, I thought the villains in this being, again, like Cap, and I'm not trying to tie them together, but this we have Renegade, Germans. Mm. Which is great. They make for great villains.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Like, it's good to have.
Yeah, Germans that don't.
And I love the look
conform to their bosses.
I love the look of the female henchman, who was played by Elena Anyana.
Mm-hmm.
She played the doctor with the, like the
thing. What was her name? Doctor
Maru.
Doctor Maru.
Professor Maru.
Professor Maru.
Yeah, she was cool. Yeah, I was, yeah, I thought everyone, Robin Wright was great in it. Yeah, many positives to take from it.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
really.
I recommend everyone.
Definitely go see it.
Yeah.
Definitely go see it.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think that's us.
That's us. Well, we'll be back next week. I'm not sure what for, but yeah.
Well, Film Festival starts next week, so.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Ooh, okay.
So things might get...
Yeah, things might get a bit crazy on the podcast.
Yeah, things might get...
We probably won't be doing, like...
A main review,
but we'll probably call it, like, Cine Film Festival Podcast.
Yeah, like we did
episode
last time.
Episode 1.
Yeah, like we did last time. We'll
grab
a haul up in a pub somewhere and swap notes.
And we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Bye, guys.
Bye.